traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday? Hey, we've got some tips. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 20th day of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, canned seafood is making a splash in the U.S. A Fed official says we may totally avoid a recession, even a soft one. Why do Americans feel so upset about the economy? The answer is frankly baffling. We've got the Wall Street Report, and unions are making headway in, of all places, banks and financial institutions. For the interview, we're talking about the business aspect of showing gratitude, and not just during the holidays, and why this is a skill that works for business. Roe Crosby from Tarot International is in with some tips on showing gratitude. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
And thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. A reminder that we are closed on Thanksgiving Day. That's this coming Thursday also. By the way, the markets do close early on Friday. Hey, you want to reach us on social media? We're still on X. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Facebook, it's Insight on Business. And on Threads, it's also Insight on Business. If you're traveling more than 50 miles from home for the Thanksgiving holiday, you are in good company. AAA estimates there will be over 55 million of you traveling. So we checked out some travel tips to perhaps help you avoid a nightmare trip. Number one, leave early. According to INRIX, that's a transportation data company, most travelers, more than 49 million, are expected to drive to their Thanksgiving destinations. Traffic is anticipated to peak on Wednesday, the day before the holiday. The worst time to be on the road? Well, that's going to be between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Tip number two, don't get queasy. Dr. Mona Amin, a pediatrician and parenting coach, says that if you're traveling with children, do not withhold snacks or meals or water. She says that an empty stomach can cause car sickness. And hey, nobody wants that. Number three, deep breaths, not big gulps. According to AAA, about 5 million people are expected to fly during the Thanksgiving travel period. That's an increase of nearly 7% from last year, and the highest since 2005. So when it comes to air travel, Cheryl Skaggs, a sociology professor at the University of Texas at Dallas, said a little empathy goes a long way. She suggests that you go with the knowledge that the planes are going to be very crowded. So stay cool. And get this. Skaggs authored a study, and of the 1,000 incidents of passenger misconduct on airplanes over a 20-year period, consumption of alcohol was a significant contributor to misconduct, which, by the way, the study defined as behavior that was abusive or unruly, antagonized others, or compromised the safety of flights. Oftentimes, the drinking starts well before passengers board the plane, Skaggs said. So, steer clear of the booze is the recommendation. And finally, know that it's an emotional journey. Dr. Laura Erickson-Scroth, chief medical officer at the Jed Foundation, that's a nonprofit focused on suicide prevention, says that holidays can be difficult for a variety of reasons, including complicated family dynamics, unrealistic expectations, and disruption of routine. To ease that anxiety, she recommends spending some travel time focused on mental health and preparing for what's to come. So how do you handle that difficult person at the dinner table? Well, the goal here is to plan ahead and stay cool. For travel tips, and you are welcome. And all, by the way, safe travels from all of us to all of you. What has been popular in Europe for years is now becoming a thing in the U.S. What's that? Canned seafood. Tinned fish, that's T-I-N-N-E-D, tinned fish, as it's called in Europe, is now a regular offering on menus at wine bars from San Francisco to Houston to New York, where patrons scoop the contents straight out of the can. There are even tinned fish clubs that mimic wine clubs by sending members monthly shipments of various seafood packed in various combinations of spices, oils, and sauces. Videos on tinned fish, from tastings to how-to tips on cleaning the fishy smell from cans, have generated more than 30 million views on TikTok. We're not making this up. U.S. canned seafood industry sales have grown from $2.3 billion back in 2018 to more than $2.7 billion so far just this year. All of this according to market research firm Kirkana. So who knew, right? Tinned fish. Eat well, my friends. Wall Street continued its winning ways for November as the three major indexes all finished in the green. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. A key central bank official is now saying he believes the U.S. will avoid a recession, even a soft one. The Associated Press is reporting that Austin Goolsbee, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, has suggested that the economy appears to be on what he calls the golden path, another term for what economists call a soft landing, in which the Fed would curb inflation without causing a deep recession or perhaps any recession at all. In an interview with the AP, Goolsbee said, quote, "Any time we've had a serious cut to the inflation rate, it's come with a major recession. And so the golden path is a bigger soft landing than conventional wisdom believes has ever been possible." At the same time, he cautioned that he has not moved so far as to say that that's what his prediction is. Goolsbee declined to comment on the likely future path for the Fed's key short-term interest rate, nor would he say what his thoughts were about the timing of an eventual cut in interest rates. That bit of news should be good news. However, Americans, according to most polls, are feeling lousy about the economy. Now, to be sure, we do the business news headlines every day, and so our eyes and ears are open to what the economy is actually doing. And this is why we're so befuddled by the general attitude of Americans. Consider this. Inflation has reached its lowest point in 2.5 years. The unemployment rate has stayed below 4% for the longest stretch since the 1960s. And the U.S. economy has repeatedly defied predictions of a coming recession. Yet, according to a raft of polls and surveys, most Americans hold a glum view of the economy. Last week, the government reported that consumer prices didn't rise at all from September to October. That's the latest sign that inflation is steadily cooling from the heights of last year. A separate report showed that while Americans slowed their retail purchases in October from the previous month's brisk pace, you're still spending. Spending enough to drive economic growth. So, why so upset? The AP is reporting that many factors lie behind the disconnect, but economists increasingly point to one in particular. That is the lingering financial and psychological effects of the worst bout of inflation in 4 decades. Despite this steady cooling of inflation over the past year, many goods and services are still far pricier than they were just 3 years ago. Inflation, the rate at which costs are increasing, is slowing, but prices are still higher. However, gas prices continue to drop. Here in central Iowa, we're seeing regular unleaded gas going for $2.79 a gallon, and a recent trip to the grocery store saw lower prices there as well. Yet, people are paying more for rent, eating out, and utilities, and incomes have not kept pace in many parts of the country. Now you know what we know. It was a great day on Wall Street as the Dow gained a whopping 203 points on the day, closing at 35,151. The NASDAQ picked up 159 points to end the day at 14,284, and the S&P 500 was up by 33 points to 4,547. So what drove the markets? Microsoft shares were up by 2% and reached a 52-week high as the company hired former OpenAI chief Sam Altman. The tech and communications sectors were the biggest gainers in the S&P 500, as Palo Alto Networks jumped up by 5.2% and Paramount gained 5.6%. Netflix? Well, Netflix posted a gain of 1.8%. A reminder once again that Wall Street will be closed on Thursday, and on Friday the markets shut down early at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how financial institutions are now in the sights of unions. Workers at Wells Fargo, the fourth biggest U.S. bank by assets, notified the National Labor Relations Board on Monday that two branches plan to hold elections on whether to form a union. The employees are also giving management, still smarting from a 2016 sales scandal, a chance to first recognize the union they're organizing with, which is the Communication Workers of America. So what is galvanizing bank employees? Now, the bank's refusal to replace those who left during the pandemic, forcing some tellers to be tellers and advise the affluent at the same time. Workers are also seeing exorbitant pay levels for executives, while many frontline workers are not well paid. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 1.3% of workers in the finance industry are unionized, compared with 6% of those in the private sector and 10% of the U.S. workforce overall. The announcement by Wells Fargo workers follows the successful brokering of new contracts by the United Auto Workers, as well as organization efforts at Starbucks and at Amazon. Well, that's a wrap, but click forward for a conversation about gratitude and how you can extend that habit well beyond the holiday season. And it's good for business. My guest is Ro Crosby from Tarot International with tips on being grateful all year long. And thanks for listening.